Hey guys, welcome back to another Cultured Boys discussion. I'm Pepe and I'm joined by Nathan. And today we're talking about the live action, which is on everyone's minds right now. No, we're not talking about the One Piece one. Season 2 hasn't arrived yet. We're talking about Avatar.
Yay.
Understandably, unless you've been living under a rock, Avatar, The Last Airbender live action has been a topic of discussion for the past, like, I don't know, last couple of weeks, month or so, I'd say. And it's, well, even then, it's been a big topic of discussion for the past year. Like Netflix announced they were doing this as a series a while back. They announced the cast. I think, what was it? They have their own, like, kind of, like, weird Netflix festival thing where they do a whole bunch of announcements, release trailers and stuff like that. And I remember, because I wanted to watch the first One Piece trailer, the live action thing. And they were saving it basically right till like roughly around the end. But before that, they were like, oh, we've got news on the new Avatar series. And they're like, hey, here's the cast with all the pictures and like, here's the headshots. And I was like, oh yeah, that's the thing I heard about. And I remember that this series is supposed to be really promising for a lot of people, because this is a step away from the live action film that was released all those years ago, which everyone hated.
M. Night Shyamalan one.
Yes, which everyone would love to forget. but then they announced this. Netflix are taking live action Avatar. Everyone was like, oh, it's positive because the original creators are involved again. And then slowly and surely we found out that the original creators stepped away from this series of Avatar.
Let's face it, everything since its initial announcement, everything we've heard before it actually released is really basically just shot this thing in the foot.
Yeah. I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but didn't the original creators step down because they were just like, this isn't the way, isn't going the way we wanted to?
I mean, going off of what the, you know, was said before this actually released, I guess they would, because it's like, there was a lot, they probably wanted to change a lot. Which, you know, I don't, maybe we shouldn't talk about what was changed or what's bad straight away, but I don't know.
Yeah. How many episodes of this did you watch, Nathan?
2.5.
You watched 2.5? That's more than I did. I got through one episode.
Okay.
You'll have more context of the changes that are made in this, because the thing is, when you watch episode one, like, apart from some, like, the way they tell the story, it seems pretty unchanged a lot of the time from in episode one. Like, it seems pretty true to it, from what I remember, anyway. And, they moved a few things around, but it is, the story's biggest, roughly the same.
The story's basically roughly the same at that point, but, like, the thing that, the biggest change was, like, you saw more of the air nomads.
Yes. And that was at the start. That was like right from the beginning as well.
That's like right at the start. But the thing is, there was like a change to the air nomads I didn't agree with.
Right.
And that is, did you notice how they were too willing to fight? And air nomads are supposed to be pacifist, right? And like, you know, when they get Gyatso and they're like, we're having a meeting right now. And there's that one guy that's like, we need to join the other nations, the Fire Nations attacking. And I'm like, look, I'm sure there might have been one or two monks that might have thought like that, but generally, like, air nomad philosophy, I don't think any of them would have been like, we need to join the fight. I think all of them would have, or most of them would have been like, this is not our place. We're not getting involved.
Mm. I think that's what makes it, like, the destruction of the air temple that much more tragic as well.
Yeah.
Yes, I can see what you mean. Like, again, like, a lot of the beginning of Avatar has kind of slipped my mind a little bit, because I was watching it. I was like, oh, yeah, how did this happen? Oh, yeah, it was like this. So there's parts of me that were, like, obviously watching, like, it's been 6 months or so since I watched all of Avatar in one massive chunk as well. I wasn't watching this over time. Yeah. I literally binge watched this in the space of, like, a couple weeks, like, all three seasons. So, like, there's parts of it which I remember very vividly, and there's parts of it which I'm like, how does this go again? Because the thing is, with Avatar, the original series, there's some episodes which they do make like they are quite important, and there's other episodes which are just like, oh, here's a throwaway story, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I mean, with that, with this series where there's about 8 episodes a season, is that right? 8 or is it 10?
I don't remember. I think it's 8.
Yeah. Bear in mind, these are like an hour long each as well.
Yeah. These. It's, I don't know, man. I wouldn't say it's like bad, because some things are good about it.
Right. Okay. This is one thing going straight into it. And bear in mind, I have only watched one episode. I know there's some people which have watched the whole series and made their judgments from that. So I don't know if I can give an entirely overall criticism of it, but from what I watched and hearing everything beforehand, I was going in with very low expectations. I was going in like, God, this thing is going to be bad. And from the first episode, it's not horrendous. Like, no. I think it's a solid thing. And like, I mean, it looks brilliant, but it would do when you've got that Netflix money, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is like, overall, from what I watched, I would have said, like, you know, it's like okay at best, somewhere sort of near a middle rating.
Yeah.
Whatever rating system, I would have said somewhere close to middle, maybe low middle, you know, like if it was like at a 10, I'd be like maybe like a 4. Like, it's okay.
Right. Okay. So do you think that 4 comes from the other episodes you watched, or is it like, say if you watched, I just watched episode 1,
okay,
would you still give it a 4? This is one thing, and bear in mind we don't need to worry about spoilers here either for me. Like, I mean again, this falls back to the episode we made 6 months ago.
Yeah,
Avatar's been out for a while now, so if you want to avoid spoilers, just skip this episode, I guess. I'll skip that episode 6 months ago as well for a fucking game.
Yeah.
But Avatar's been out for a while. But yeah, spoilers are going to be in this.
I mean, just in general, like the things that I thought they did well is what gets it a 4. The things that, you know, I didn't like about it is what didn't get it to 5 out of 10, I'd say, right? Because like the world looks good. As in like, you know, the sets, the costuming, spot on. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the CG isn't too bad. Like, it's decent.
I think the CG is pretty deep. It's like pretty for a 2024 series on Netflix. Yeah, holds up completely, I think.
Yeah.
I have no issues with any of that.
Like, those are the things I did like. And like, I think the casting is pretty decent. The actors are like portraying the characters like pretty well, considering.
Yeah. I'd say so. I think there's certain ones here and there. I can pick out like a few of my faves. Like, I think the guy that plays Sokka is very good and plays it very true.
Yeah.
So who Sokka's like. It's very much like, fucking hell, this guy is literally from the animated series in real life. I feel it's a very true.
I feel like Katara is pretty good as well. Like, Sokka and Katara are like pretty good.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, like, I mean, in the first episode anyway, I think Aang's pretty decent as well.
Yeah,
I'm inclined to say sort that, of, but is it changed? Does that change?
I think that's the problem is like, because of the changes they made, the actors are portraying the characters as well as they can.
Yeah.
Based on what they had in the script. And that's my biggest problem is like, because they go to Kyoshi Island.
Yes.
But because Sokka's not, you know, a chauvinist anymore. Him and Suki. Now it's not like a build a relationship. She schooled him. She's sort of like they sort of get trained together and whatever. But because he's not a chauvinist, so it's more like they play off as kind of like, oh, she's kind of hot, and like she's kind of like, oh, he's kind of hot, and you're like, that's not how it plays out.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it doesn't. Okay.
And then because they took out all of Aang's like childish wonder, you know, where he's like, oh, I want to go and see the giant sailfish and stuff like that. They took out all of that stuff. So Aang is kind of boring and less likable because he's not really being a kid.
Yeah. And that's what makes him, that's the dilemma that he has as the Avatar as well. Like the whole premise is like of the series, like the Air Nomad said, oh, we can't like tell him right now, he's too young and he's 12 years old, he's not ready to become Avatar yet. And that was the whole thing of like Aang's journey throughout the whole of the series,
was him growing.
He is that child. Yeah. Yes, and he is that child. And he wants to do that kind of thing, but he's also got responsibilities and he learns from that. But if you take that away,
yeah,
I can understand why that would be like, oh. Okay.
So like, in the 2.5 episodes I watched, it's just like, Aang is boring.
Yeah.
Because he's not like messing around. Like, they go to Omashu in episode 3.
Yeah.
But they've skipped the whole like jet part. Like, oh, Jet, okay. Like, as far as I know, Jet's not even in it, right? And then there's not, they use a different way to get in. So Aang doesn't, because he's not childish anymore, he doesn't put on like that disguise, you know, because he takes a bunch of uppers like shedding fur and he's like pretends to be an old man in the cartoon, right? Yeah. They don't do that. They find some guy, some random guy just comes up, and then they get on his like cart and he pretends like they're part of his like family or whatever, and then they get into Omashu. The biggest thing of the reason I stopped halfway through episode 3 is because, do you remember the episode in the original show where they go to that air temple and there was the inventor and his son?
Yes.
Yeah, they're in Omashu now.
Right.
The inventor works for King Bumi. So like, right. Aang, that means Aang's not going to have that whole episode where he's like trying to kick out these people who are displaced from their homes because they're destroying Air Nomad culture and a temple. Now they're just in Omashu, right? And this kid is like, oh, the Fire Nation, they're attacking us. And with the Avatar, the last airbender, you can give us air support and drop like bombs. And Aang's just kind of like, yeah, I will do that. I will help you by dropping. And I'm just like, right, I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah. Because that's the one thing. Aang would never actually do that as well.
Exactly.
That's a lot of changes. Okay.
And that's just in episode 3. Halfway through 3.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm out. Like, and Azula's in it. You see her do some, like, nefarious stuff. But you also, like, the next thing you see is like she's on the last thing I saw was she's on Kyoshi Island already with Mai and Ty Lee. She hasn't gone to get her friends. They're just there already. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what? What?
Yeah. So, the thing is, if adaptations, I can understand where they need to cut corners and I can understand why they make those changes. However, when you know that they're doing this for 2 or 3 more seasons,
yeah,
there's certain bits like you don't need to bring that character in straight away. There's like, and there's also you have time to build up stuff, and I can understand why that would be frustrating, especially with what they seem to have done is remove a lot of the comedy from it by the sounds of it. And that is one thing that I noticed from the first episode as well. Is I was watching it and I was like, this looks great. This is a very like well looked like polished series. Cast are decent. But I was very much bored throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
I was very much watching it. I was like, okay. Like, it's not even because I know I've seen this before. Like I it's not even that. I literally was watching it, I was like, this is a slog to get through right now. I was at halfway through the episode. 30 minutes in, I was like, okay, is it over yet? And it was like, no, it's kept going. And even then, at the end of that first episode as well, they showed Aang getting to the air temple.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel half as emotional
as it
did in the actual animated series. Because it is condensed down to 5-10 minutes at most. And you're like, oh, okay, so they just chuck that in right at the end of that first episode. Just like, oh, he goes into the Avatar state. And it's like, he didn't even look around the air temple anymore. Yeah. Like, he didn't do much.
Right?
Like,
he didn't explore and be like, oh, this is this. And like, let's do this and whatever, right? And like, I think also one thing they missed is because they took out like a lot of the comedy, that's also one of the key things that brought Aang and Gyatso together. is like Gyatso is like, okay, yeah, he's like a father figure to Aang, but they, it was also mm-hmm. because Gyatso was not a serious monk like everyone else. He was a bit of a joker, mm. a bit of a prankster, yeah. and Aang learned all of that from Gyatso. But in this one, Gyatso is just like a parental figure. He doesn't really, like, in any other personality way, stand out from anyone else.
This feels like, even like, look, honestly, this is going to be a series for people that are a fan of the show. Like, for us, for example, we've watched this in the past 6 months, so we know Avatar anyway. And this series is basically for those that haven't seen Avatar in a while, basically. I think it's catering to those kind of fans, I reckon.
I suppose.
Those relapse fans. I think you can be a massive Avatar fan as well, don't get me wrong. I don't think this is, like, entirely bringing in a new audience. I don't think there's an audience right now which are like, oh, I've never seen Avatar before, I'm going to watch this. I don't think it's for that audience whatsoever.
There probably are some people, but I wouldn't suggest they do this. Like, if you're new to Avatar, go and watch the original show.
100% agree.
The original show is the best version. Yeah. Like, hands down, no competition. But that's, like, and that's the problem with this, is, like you were saying before, like, when it was announced, like, there were high hopes because, like, you know, mm-hmm. Netflix shown off some One Piece stuff, and we were like, yo, look at this. And, like, you know, the potential was there to have, like, another live action from Netflix of that same caliber that you were just like, yeah, these two, way up the top there, they're the kings of it all.
Yeah, but there's that potential, weren't there? Yeah, it's huge.
They fucked it so bad, man.
Yeah.
It's so messed up. Like, the things they did to this is, like, mm-hmm. it's like the bare bones of what Avatar is. Like, you're missing a lot of the soul of it, you know.
I feel like that's one thing. Like, I think you have to be very mindful with live actions, because people will always go in with that skepticism, especially when it's a series they know and love, and it's so hard to sell that. And I went in there again going in with that skepticism massively, because I've heard of all these bad reviews right now.
Yeah.
And I went in the first 30 minutes, I was like, you know, this isn't horrendous. This is actually all right. Like, there's some things which I'm not a massive fan of, but it's doing all right for what it is at the moment. I noticed from my experience of Cowboy Bebop, in the fact that I feel like, I agree that not everything about Cowboy Bebop live action was great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's some things that are very, like, could do better. But I think he got a reception which was very much unneeded. I don't think it needed that much hate. I don't think everyone was like, get rid of this, this is awful. There's some cringe moments, but it wasn't horrendous. It's not as bad as everyone was saying. And I was going into this thinking, in the first half hour, I was thinking, this ain't that bad. It's like, people like hated it or whatever. Again, half hour of an hour long show with an eight episode series. I had high hopes in the first half hour, and it got to the point where I was like, this is dragging on. This is okay. It's not exactly the way it's missing key moments of Avatar, which make the series great,
mm-hmm.
like straight off the bat. And you find that out within the first half hour, within the first hour. I was like, I can't wait for this episode to end, because I am kind of just done with this. It is when I say I was bored, I was waiting for this episode to finish so I could be like, okay, I can do something else then.
I only got as far as I did because I like the original show mm-hmm. so much. I was trying to give this a fair shake despite everything. I was trying to go in not finding fault.
Yeah.
But I found fault pretty fast.
Yeah.
Like, again, like, stuff just seems to move fast. And I know in the original show, mm-hmm. some things did move fast and some things did move a bit slow. But, like, this is, like, again, they get to the air temple and it's mm-hmm. just, like, over.
It's so quick. It's so quick how they go through, like, that. Like,
I don't think it would have been as bad if it was, like, the same speed, but Gyatso was still, like, in a separate, like, room away from everything else. They just sort of find Gyatso on the floor out in the open, like, unceremoniously. Like, he could have been anyone with anybody, right? Any of the other air nomads. In the original show, they, like, you know, Aang finds a hut or whatever it is, and Gyatso's there, like under some, you know, slightly buried under some rubble, and it's emotional for him. And okay, if you didn't show Aang going around the air temple and being like, oh, Sokka, Katara, like, look, this is what we did here, and I remember this and I remember that. But as long as I feel like it still could have been somewhat emotional if, like, the music kicked in, it crescendoed up, Aang walks through slowly and it's a bit dark, and then you still got that sort of god ray that comes in from, like, a broken roof, and Gyatso's skeleton is there, and then Aang realizes. If you still did that almost shot for shot but sped up slightly, I still think it would have had a better effect than what we got.
Yeah, it was over, so he just went for it so quick, and that emotion just weren't there. Like, it could have just done so much more of it. Like you said, there's like, you just like ran through a play by play there. That's all they had. That could even have been like 2-5 minutes extra onto the thing.
Yeah.
Like, when you're doing an hour long episode, at least give that scene the dedication it needs to give, like, just flesh out Aang a bit more as well, and to show that he has that range of emotions. Like, this is the one thing, like you said, he's bored. Like I said, if he's such a boring character, show off that comedy, show off a bit more of him, make him more likable.
Because, like, so far, all Aang does is Katara tries to waterbend. She's not very good. Even though in the original show, she's actually better than she is right now. Like, right now, it's like she's a beginner in the show, like the live action, which is weird. And Aang is basically like, this is how I learned to bend. The monks tell you to find your to calm down and find your energy and feel the energy and go with the flow of the energy. And I'm like, you're not supposed to be the mentor here. The whole show is you learning. She teaches you. And like, it's also weird, because in episode, like, you know, they do that a little bit of the whole, like, everyone lived in harmony, four nations lived in harmony until the Fire Nation attack, right? And then, you know, like, they do like a short version, and then the grandma comes and does it anyway, and it
does the play by play, the literal word by word.
But it's also kind of weird because she says, like, everybody knows this story. I don't know if she's saying it for Aang's sake, but why does she then also still go, but you wouldn't know that, would you? And it's like, well, like, okay, you already like telling him the story, like, you're also kind of calling him out anyway. Like, now you're just turning around and being a savage and be like, yeah, you wouldn't know that, would you, bitch, because you ran away.
It's also like, that's one thing as well with that first episode, especially it feeds back into like Aang running away, in the fact that, like, he doesn't have that guilt there either. You know, he doesn't have that, like, oh shit, it was me. If I, like, if I stayed, I could have helped them. Like, there isn't any of that.
Yeah.
And, like, he literally just goes to the air temple, sees Gyatso on the floor, is like, ah! And he's like, oh, okay, I'm cool now. And then they just carry on.
Like, even hearing the story, he doesn't have any guilt. He's kind of like, oh no. But you know, like, even in the original series, like, they play on it, and he's like, you know, he starts to feel pretty bad. Even when Zuko turns up, he's like, you know, in the original series, he feels bad because a lot of things have happened whilst he ran away. But in this, it's just sort of like, oh no.
Anyway.
Anyway, the fire guy's here now, so
it's I realized that, like, when I when we were talking about the original animation of Avatar, I didn't really like Aang that much as a character for it, but I prefer OG Aang over this Aang a lot more. He's, and that's so saying something. Right. I found Aang very annoying in the original series, and but that's because he is childish and he is kind of he has a lot of that thing, and he has a more of a spectrum of emotions in that, whereas this one is basically like, ah, okay, cool, it's this thing.
I find this
Where's
time
Appa?
Round.
Oh, Appa's there. Yeah. Sick. Oh, Gyatso. No. Ah. Okay,
I find this time round that, like, Zuko and Iroh really are carrying heavy from the beginning. Like, okay, again, yeah. Sokka and Katara together are pretty good. They do actually play that quite well. But I do find that, like, the Iroh and Zuko parts tend to be better than the rest of it. Like, I kind of, it's okay, weird yeah. in this time round, I'm kind of like, yeah, I don't care what Team Avatar's doing. Like, what's Iroh doing?
Yeah. I mean, you've always been a fan of Zuko, though, right?
Yeah. But, like, that's because, like, in the original show, it's kind of cool, isn't it? It's like, oh, he's this edgelord, like, brooding prince, and he's a firebender.
He's a Sasuke, yeah. Sasuke.
But, like, this time round, it's more just, like, the story plays out a little better with Iroh and Zuko. There's, like, the chemistry is also, like, a little better because I feel like they're less changed than the others.
I feel like there's that scene in it with Iroh and Aang where they capture him. And you see a lot more of Iroh as a character in that as well. Because in the original series, from the start, you'd be like, oh, it's just Zuko's guardian, really. And he's there to supervise him. But I feel like in this, it's like, oh, you can actually see in that conversation that he is conflicted. And he is a nice guy. Like, from the get-go, you know that he's just there to be like, look,
that's
okay,
probably one of the more positive changes that happened, is that Iroh, you sort of get more Iroh and what he's about earlier on than in the original show. Because, yeah, like you said before, Iroh would turn up and you're just like, oh, he's just the uncle. He's a bit weird. And he's a bit goofy, but that's it. But in this one, it's like, oh, okay, he's quite early on is sort of acting as a mentor and, like, Zuko's moral compass more. But that's why I think they're carrying really hard in the live action, is because out of all the characters, they feel the least messed with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They feel the truest you can be to the characters that were established before.
Yeah. I can understand that. I feel like in the first episode, Sokka kind of falls into that as well, I'd say. But again, that's first episode, not so much second. Like we described with the Kyoshi Warriors, I think that's okay. Generally,
Sokka's still pretty good, but it is the moments you will encounter where you remember him getting schooled and he learns to get better, especially Kyoshi Warriors, where he learns a real big lesson to not be a chauvinist. That was a big character growth moment for him early on. When you take that out, it's like, eh. Sokka's a little less interesting now. You know? You're not invested in him. That's the thing. Like, when you take away these moments where the characters learn and grow, you're less invested in what they're doing because you're just like, nothing changed. Nothing happened.
It makes you wonder, like, I mean, Netflix went hard on this as well, man. Like, the fact they've already given this season 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Like, straight off the bat, and, like, I'm wondering, like, what they're thinking to the reaction, like, what they can do within these next 2 seasons to keep that audience still there. Because there's got to be some people out there it's one of those things that I haven't seen any positive reviews about this. Everything that I've heard about is very overwhelmingly negative.
The best reviews I've heard are much like our own, where it's like, yeah, it's all right at best. It's not great, but it's not like as bad as people are saying. But like, that's also not enough to be like, yeah, season 2 and 3 greenlit straight away. You know what I mean?
Like, that's a ballsy move, you know. I think especially when, like, you see something like One Piece, which, like, never had a second season going into it. Like, that was just like season 1, and we'll see how that, like, they like pretty much was like, okay, we'll see how it goes. And that's with, like, one of the best live actions out there ever at this point.
Yeah.
And it's like, right now we have Avatar, which they must have had some mad faith in this to be like, we're going for the full 3 seasons.
It must be because Avatar, the Last Airbender itself, is a huge show, like, universally loved.
Yeah.
But that's if you don't fuck with it.
I mean the
key thing about One Piece live action still is that Oda was involved and heavily involved. We had faith in this because originally the creators were involved, then they left, So now it comes back to the same problem, is that the people who did the show and would tell you no are gone.
Like, and now you've got to go 3 seasons with a show which is really, really, like, it's not getting the good reviews at all. It's like, they've committed so hard into this, and I think they're going to be regretting it later on. Like, that's,
and there's other things that I would kind of change too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, some of the characters, when they're doing bending, whilst the CG looks all right, sometimes it doesn't look like the actors are actually doing any martial arts. And maybe that's because I'm going off the show where they had an actual, like, martial arts instructor there, or martial artist, to create the forms. So they had actual visual reference. In this, sometimes when people are doing things, it doesn't quite look like a martial art. It looks like someone who kind of has been shown sort of what they need to do, and they tried their best, and then they were like, cool, that's the best take.
It's like going for the choreography that, like, maybe they haven't gone as in depth.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, at this point, they're mimicking the show rather than,
like,
having that instructor straight off. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, so maybe it's also because of, you know, it's a special effect. So maybe it's hard to try if you maybe don't have any martial arts training or whatever, even with someone there to show you. Like, maybe it's hard to imagine how it's supposed to look, because, well, it's not visual reference, and it never would be, because, you know, it's not real.
Yeah. It's CG. You have to do what you can. You get what you're given. And with the VA, like with the special effects department as well, you get what you're given with that kind of thing. You work with what you have. Like, everything's been shot. You just need to put that stuff in afterwards.
Yeah, and that's why I'm not, like, I worded it the way I did, because, like, it'd be very easy to come across as I'm shitting on, like, you know, special effects artists and the actors, but I'm like, no, it's just, it, I understand it's hard, but it's just, so sometimes you see someone do some bending and you're like, feels a little off, especially because, again, you know, they had an actual, in the actual show, it does seriously, like, they're all doing an actual martial art form, a style from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So each one feels like you, like, real. And sometimes it just sort of looks like somebody's trying to do it, but it's not quite there.
Yeah. Maybe, like, the thing this series lacks right now, because this one thing, you know, the fact that it has a decent cast, right? Actually, I'm going to say the cast is good. I think it's a good cast. I'm not going to shit on the cast whatsoever. Like you said before, they get what they're given in terms of scripts, in terms of, like, direction, like, whatever. I don't think they deserve hate in this whatsoever.
No, I think they've done the best that they could with what they were.
I think it's a solid cast. I have nothing wrong with that. I feel like you said, costume, design, all of that is great. I think what this series lacks is the love, care, and attention that needs to go into it. I think, like you said, if you had those original creators on board helping with that, that probably would have helped with this, and they probably would have stayed in the direction that they think is the right way. However,
would have had a much closer version to the cartoon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, maybe that's why you see in the first episode that, like, it is, like, the majority of that is quite close to, like, maybe they had some input there. I don't know what
sad though, if that was the close, like, that's as far as the original creators got, and they just kept what they did, and it was just episode one.
Yeah, it's like the lost series. And maybe it is that I don't know the full story. I can't comment on it, but I feel like that's what it feels like it's lacking. It's got everything else apart from the love in it, I feel. And, like, just the, like, and don't get me wrong, it always comes down to the argument that it's never easy to adapt something into live action. Never is. And it's always going to be a struggle, and you're always going to go into, everyone's gonna go into it, like, expecting the worst. And again, this falls into the trap. You have such a high standard with One Piece, and, like, to get something like that again is tough. And it's like, what can you do?
Well, I mean, for one, you could not do something to make the original creators leave.
Yeah, that's, I mean, yeah,
that's, again, probably one of the biggest steps, I would say. That's the difference between good and bad. Again, One Piece is good because Oda was there. Every other one sucks because at no point did any original creator go, yeah.
I think when you have the blessing of the original creator there with you, that's like, that's the blessing right there. Keep a hold of that. Like,
well, it's like, you know, even with One Piece where they were like, yeah, we made changes, but Oda had to approve the changes.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
If we just, even if we had oversight like that from original creators, like if you're going to make changes, but like they have to approve it and you can't fuck with it too much.
Yeah.
You know, like, we probably still would have got something pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's when the original creators aren't there so that they can sort of control it a little to keep that same sort of vision and tone. It's just, you get.
Do we know that? Like, do you know exactly why they stepped away from it?
No,
like,
the tried and true creative differences,
and the fact that, like, if they're stepping away, then it's like, okay, it's never gonna be a good look if the original guys step away, because you know for a fact you've got a tried and true OG series right there. The guys that created it, they're gonna be the ones that the fans follow with that. You kick the original creators off, the fans are gonna follow them. They're not gonna be like, oh, well, the original creators are in the wrong. Anyway, that's fine. We'll stick with these new guys. I'm a massive fan of Avatar, but I'm going to disregard the original creators. You ain't going to get that.
Like, you might, depending on how the original creator did something with the source material. Like, you know, it's not always beloved, but something like Avatar, where it's like universally loved, that means the original creators knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And you are definitely going to lose people if they're like, nah, we're out. You fucked it. We're out.
Oh, goodness me. Right. Is there anything else you have to say about this at all, Nathan? Are you going to watch more episodes?
I'm not. The only thing I would say is it's cool that in episode 3, the cabbage guy is there.
I mean, that was the thing that everyone was hyped for, right?
Yeah.
that's what I remember. Like,
just in case, you know, you didn't see it or you didn't hear that he was... Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, that's good representation. Was he represented great in it?
I think it's the actual same guy.
It's the same guy, yeah.
Like, the actual voice actor. I think they just put him in costume and he was... Like,
I remember that. That was a big thing. I remember that. I remember that was, like, everyone being hyped about that.
Yeah. No, so, that's nice. Cabbage guy is there. Besides that, I don't really have anything else to say.
Maybe I'll watch episode 3 just to see Cabbage Man. And then,
I think you'd only have to watch about 10 minutes.
Sick. That sounds good to me. Short and sweet. That's how I like it. Make him a main character. Just make him like, put him like, just make it like Avatar, the Cabbage Man.
He's the next Avatar.
You know for a fact people would get behind it as well. You're like, fuck it, it's gonna be so far removed from the original series, just put Cabbage Man at the front. At least
I mean
there.
There was those people who lived in the swamp that could control vines, like swamp bending. Could you imagine? He's like, I invented a new style, cabbage bending.
that's a fucking, like, it's so specific, you know what I mean? You know, like in One Piece there's a very specific devil fruit.
Yeah,
it's just like, who the fuck
the
wants
cabbage
that?
Cabbage,
like,
fruit.
Yeah. Right. that's the best we could hope for from series 2 and 3, guys. Like, honestly, like, Netflix, if you want to hit us up and, like, to hire us on as producers, let us know. We'll fix your show.
Well, you're already showing that you're willing to do weird rewrites, so we're down to write Cabbage Man and Cabbage Bending.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we'll be there. Like, hit us up, yeah? send us that Netflix money. Right. And on that note, anyway, if Netflix and any other person listening to the show, remember to like Netflix, please like, comment, and subscribe.
And don't forget to hit the bell button so you get notified on our next video.
Well, our next video is another Netflix series.
Yeah, it is.
So make sure you listen out for that as well. But yes, honestly, no, guys, thank you for listening. That means a lot. And Netflix, if you want to head to our podcast platform, or on Twitter, please, Netflix, we want you to check this out. It means a lot to us. And just email us, send us some Netflix money. Our account's open. We're ready to collab. See you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.